captain. Well, good morning to you,
welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going back to the lines in order. Do not hang up. First one is Joe of Madison. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
I'm not sure that if you touched on this earlier, Matt, but I here's my question for you. It's about Robin Voss and the recent news about him that he's again been cited by a judge to supply documents. And there are two parts of this that I read that I thought were just amazing. One was that he's been asked to supply these documents, and it took him 6 months to supply them. And apparently the documents that he gave were, it was 1,400 pages that were from an unwanted time period. How do you get away with that?
Joe, you have just put your finger on the most brazen violation of law that I've seen a political party ever do. And it largely is because the judges involved probably are afraid to send him to jail. Let me tell you what happens normally. I can tell you this for many years in practice. If a judge enters an order that you may not destroy documents and you must turn them over, you can argue that, well, they're sensitive, and the judge may let you submit them to him or her in camera, it's called. A camera is the Latin word for chambers. In other words, in their office, and they can look at them, and they may say, some of these I'm going to turn over, some I'm not going to turn over. But you can't destroy them. If you do, it's what's called contempt. Voss was ordered. Remember, Voss hired Gableman. Gableman is just an agent. Voss is the principal. He hired Gableman. And back in November, right at the end of last year, a Dane County judge said, you've got to turn them over. They not only refused, but they systematically destroyed documents the whole time. And whenever they generated a document and somebody saw it and it achieved its purpose, they deleted it right then. Then another, so you had Frank Remington, Valerie Bailey Wren. I know them both. Valerie Bailey Wren was a law partner of mine in a firm for a while. And these are good judges. And then she ordered them, do not destroy these documents. They've been ordered now by Frank Remington, Valerie Bailey Wren, possibly another judge, three times. Right. And how long ago was November? 8 months ago. And they've been destroying the whole time. Now, what happened was one judge, and it may have been Frank Remington, but I'm not certain about that. It was one of them, started to fine them a couple of grand a day. And then they complained and said, oh, we'll do it. Then they'll say, well, sadly, we destroyed them anyway already. We'll stop doing it in the future. Well, they're not generating any documents. All of the memos, all of the conspiratorial stuff they did, was destroyed. Now, here is the law of contempt. If you are contemptuous of a judge's order outside of his presence, typically you're not thrown in jail. Typically you are fined a fine. If you are contemptuous of a judge in his presence or hers, like say the judge says, all right, I want you to do X, and you go, F you, judge, F you and your mother, I'm not going to do it. You're going to get taken to jail right there because he has to maintain order in the courtroom. But what happens if for 6 or 8 months you continuously destroy documents that you're told not to? To me, that is an ongoing in the judge's face as well. If that had happened in cases that I'm familiar with or handled, and it never did, somebody could very well have spent time in jail for that. The other thing a judge can do in a civil case is say, okay, then I'm going to enter judgment for your opponent. And your opponent's suing you, and you won't do it? Okay. You pay him X dollars that he's asking for. The problem in this case is that the people suing aren't suing for money. They're suing for the records. It's a record suit. And so, therefore, they've just done it. You may also think, well, why don't people get outraged at this contempt? Because the Republican Party would do exactly what Donald Trump said. Remember when he said I could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and I wouldn't lose any votes? And he was actually right. There is no contempt. There is no destruction of property. for documents. There is nothing that a Republican candidate can do that will dissuade most of the Republican votes. That is the sad fact. So the final thing, Joe, that frosts the heck out of me is, why are we paying for this? You and I are paying for this, you know, out of tax dollars. Why are we paying to defend the contempt suits? I mean, come on. Come on. Why is it the Republican Party? I mean, for Pete's sake, my tax dollars are going to pay expensive lawyers to get up there and say, what, it was a mistake and lie about it? You know, why am I paying for this? If there are any Republicans out there who think, you know, it's probably not right for tax dollars to be paid to defend Gableman and Voss for destroying documents, what is being achieved by this? Why are we using my tax dollars? Thanks a lot for calling, Joe. Excellent question. Bill of Oconomowoc, you're next, my friend. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Thanks, Matt. What you're just talking about, I hope that bacteria's... just a minute. I got an echo in here.
Yeah, you're a little... Bring it up, Bill. Say that again.
That should take care of it. Well, I still have an echo.
What's up?
Anyhow, here in Oconomowoc, I have to go to city council Tuesday night. They passed an act without informing the citizens of carrying concealed carries in our library. No other community in Lake Country does that. Ours is going to do that. I'll be there Tuesday night to inform them that we don't need vigilantes in our library. I just can't even believe it. This is how these people will take over. You talked about it. You just talked about it a minute ago. And people have to understand, they're taking over our country. Are we going to lay down? Are we going to stand up? Are we going to ride on the coattails of Liz and Adam? And I think if we do, these guys will come to court. Thanks, Matt, and have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Everybody should know Bill's a hunter, former Republican. Bill believes in the Second Amendment, but Bill is saying the truth. Why should people walk around the library with concealed carry or open carry? Do I want to sit there reading a book and see a guy with a pistol? I mean, for the love of Pete, guys, how about this? Wisco Paul, my friend, you're up next. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Just a quick, we need to focus on the midterms, no matter what, and you need to win the... So I got an echo also. Midterms, everybody, focus on the midterms because we need change. Thanks.
Yeah, Paul, you're right. Midterm elections coming up, and we're picking our candidates, some of them August 9. Pay attention, vote, get out the vote, and be enthusiastic. Let me tell you something. We are very lucky to have Joe Biden as president. It would have been Donald Trump otherwise. We're very lucky if he runs again. He can beat Trump again, and we have decency in this country. Mark from the SAC, you're next, my friend. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it's kind of disgusting because we'll be paying the fines for these Republicans in terms of the contempt of court. I mean, they have no incentive to comply because the taxpayers are paying the fines for them, so they can continue to flout the law, and we just pay for their fines.
Right. You know, Mark, you just made a very good point. What incentive, if they're not thrown in jail and it's just money? And, you know, throwing a guy in jail for contempt is considered a very significant sanction, and usually it's what's called contempt in the presence of the judge. So if you're in court and the judge says, all right, sir, you've spoken too long, you may sit down, or sir, I want you to preserve your records, and you say, F you, judge, F you, F your family, you're going to go to jail. He will have the bailiff take you, seize you, they'll bring in sheriff's deputies and take you to jail. And there'll be a charge of criminal contempt out of the DA's office. Another judge will hear it. There's no conflict of interest. So another judge will come in and hear it to determine the circumstances of it. And they'll give you 30 days in jail or 60 days in jail. And if you do it many times, they'll give you more than that. That's what's called contempt in the presence of the judge. Now, is destroying documents that you've been ordered to keep contempt in the presence of the judge? If you do it one time, there are a lot of sanctions the judge can impose. If the other people are suing you for money and you destroy documents, in the worst case, a judge could go, oh, really? Okay, then I'm going to enter judgment for the other side and you pay them $2 million. He can do that. Now, here, Voss is not being sued for money. He's being sued for compliance with the open records laws, and he's destroying them. And he's saying it wasn't in your presence. And I hired Gableman and he did it, but they did it for 8 months. And I'm going to make some new law here. If I'm a judge and they do it to me for eight months and they do it three times, that's contempt in my face. That's just like contempt in my face. I would put Voss in jail for 60 days right now. They may not want to do that. I understand that they don't want to do that, but something's got to be done because they're simply getting away with it. And Mark from the SAC makes a good point. We're paying for it. And if there are fines, we are going to pay for it. And the legal fees, we're paying for it because Republican judges said that's okay. What's going on here? Why am I having to pay for this? Why are you having to pay for this? Why is not the Republican Party having to pay for this? Why is Voss not having to pay for this? I would enter an order, if they are not going to throw them in jail, put in an order that they have to pay X dollars and forbid them from paying for any other source. And if another source pays for it, drag them into court and sanction them. It's been a great show, great call-ins. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. Be, be, be.